When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. Most of us know that proverb, "Seeing is believing." And there's a similar proverb that says, "Don't believe everything you hear." In many situations, these can be helpful proverbs. We live in an age where false information, scammers, and rumors are part of our everyday life and part of our everyday conversation. Unfortunately, there are people who take advantage of others, harm them, steal from them. They take advantage of vulnerabilities, weaknesses. They even take advantage of someone's generosity. So we need to be cautious, careful, skeptical. So Jesus appears to the disciples on the day of resurrection, on that evening, and the apostle Thomas was absent. And when the others told him about it, he naturally was cautious and careful and skeptical. When I asked the question just a little bit ago, I heard someone say, "Don't believe everything you see." I'm not going to talk about this, and it's not in my written words, but I also saw a proverb that says, "Don't believe everything you think." But that's a whole nother sermon for another time. Thomas was not ready to believe such a fantastic story that he had just heard just because someone had said it was true. Don't believe everything you hear. Seeing was Thomas's attitude. Seeing is believing. Perhaps Thomas said, "Maybe you saw someone who looks like Jesus and claims to be Jesus. This is a scam. It can't be Jesus. He died, and dead is dead. I want to see, even touch the wounds that he suffered. If it's really him, I want to see. I want to touch. Seeing and touching is believing. So we call him Doubting Thomas. We might call him Cautious Thomas or Careful Thomas or Skeptical Thomas. But a week later, Thomas saw for himself and he became Believing Thomas, making one of the most profound and beautiful statements in all of Scripture, a statement of faith, saying to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Now, after seeing, Thomas believed, and that turned his life around. Faith turned his life around. He could see with his heart and soul that Jesus is Lord and God. That can only be seen by faith and in the soul. And Jesus gives us a lesson about faith that day. Blessed are those who have not seen. And that's us. We have not seen the risen Lord. Blessed are you who have not seen, and yet you have come to believe. Blessed are you. We don't have to see first to believe. But once we believe, we see the world differently. Believers see life through the eyes of faith. Today's story tells us how our lives are different because we believe. When we see Jesus as Lord and God, our lives are different. When we believe, our souls see, experience peace, shalom. On the day of resurrection, Jesus came to his disciples. They were locked behind the doors for fear. And in that fear, they were afraid. Jesus enters in and says, "Peace be with you." In Hebrew, shalom. Jesus brings them peace, shalom. In the midst of fear. Now the apostles had good reason to fear. What had happened to Jesus could well happen to them. Jesus endured excruciating pain. He endured beatings. He bled. There was a painful crown of thorns. He endured ridicule and mockery. Humiliation. He was nailed to a cross. And pierced with a sword. These are all good reasons for the apostles to fear, to be afraid. But the risen Lord Jesus enters in their fear, and says, "Shalom, peace," he says. Believing is seeing. Shalom is the way we can live. Believing is seeing that shalom is present within our hearts and souls, because Jesus is always present with us. Now, after Jesus offered shalom the second time on that Easter day, he spoke of forgiveness. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. A life of resurrection, believing in the risen Lord, is a life that includes forgiveness. We hear it at every gathering of Holy Communion. Jesus died for the forgiveness of sin. Jesus' blood was shed for the forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness is a central truth of our faith, central to what Jesus did for us when he died on the cross. Now, what follows Jesus saying, "If you forgive the sins of any, they're forgiven." What follows in our translation, and in 70 translations I looked up, it says this: "If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, it would be odd, wouldn't it, for your pastor to stand here and say that All of these are mistranslations. It would be odd, but you know me. So about 15 years ago, a Bible scholar, Dr. Sandra Schneiders, pointed out that in the original Greek, the word sin does not appear in that second part. Translators have always assumed that the word sin goes in there. Dr. Schneiders says, maybe we shouldn't assume that, since it's not there. Dr. Schneiders suggests this translation: whomever you retain, whomever you hold fast, translation of the Greek, whomever you embrace, they are retained. That really changes the meaning. We're not called as disciples to retain the sins of others or ourselves. We're called to forgive sins. We're called to reconcile. We're called to heal. We're called to serve and to love one another. And we are called to retain, to hold fast, to embrace each other, to embrace the church. In other words, out of forgiveness, when you forgive the sins of any, we're called to retain ourselves as a community of faith. With the gift of forgiveness, we're called to continue the work of Jesus, which is building a community of faith, building a network of people who believe together. This community, this network of believers today and every place is supposed to be known by one basic characteristic. Jesus tells us at the Last Supper, you will be known when you love one another. Retain that love. Retain one another in love. Now, earlier I said that there's people who take advantage of others, harm them, steal from them, take advantage of vulnerabilities and weaknesses, even generosity. We are not those people. We don't do that. We're Easter people. We're resurrection people. We're forgiven people. We're forgiving people. We're shalom people. We're love one another people. We're community people. We're generous people. We're serving people. We're God's people. There's an old story about a monk who was traveling with a valuable gemstone. It's all he had. It's all he owned in the world. And a traveler in need comes by asking the monk for help. And the monk simply gives this gemstone to the traveler, who goes on his way to live a wealthy life. Well, eventually, the man who had the gemstone becomes unhappy with life. And so he seeks out the monk again. He searches for him. And he finds him and he says, I want something far more valuable from you than that gemstone you gave me. I want what you have that's within you that wanted you to give me that gemstone, that desire, that generosity. I want that. Believing is seeing what's truly valuable in life. And that's what Jesus gives us in resurrection. Jesus gives us what's truly valuable, a new life with shalom, with forgiveness, community. Jesus gives us a spirit of generosity. Jesus gives us the desire, the willingness, the wantingness to love one another. And when we fail, and we will fail, And when we fall short, and we will fall short, Jesus gives us that valuable resurrection gift. Forgiveness again. Yes. Forgiveness again and again and again. Believing is seeing with our hearts, seeing, even tasting, touching God's forgiveness. Shalom and love. Let us pray. Bring into your mind now all of your personal fears, anxieties, sin, including those of those you love, anxieties and fears. Bring those up to your mind. It is not a locked door, because Jesus enters in. And listen to what he says to all of these things within you. Jesus says, Shalom. Peace be with you. Jesus says to all of these things, blessed are you who believe. Jesus says, Shalom. Shalom.